Quinn said he thought you played with a lot of passion last night. What, I mean, anything special that happened, or that you?
Well, I think the first half we played like that. We don't want to see it ever again. I mean, we played really pretty bad. I mean, that's obvious. But and Coach Quinn just talked to us in the locker room, and you know, he just basically said that he just, you know, he didn't even like want to say anything because we were playing so bad. We just said that we have to figure it out. The players has to figure it out. So we just went out there and just played with the, you know, play with the edge. And when we play with the edge, we saw what happened. I think we have to start the game like that, and we have to play with the every quarter like that.
How hard is that to do every game? I mean, 82 games, you know, the schedule's so grueling.
Of course, it's hard. It's a lot of games, but, you know, you just have to be focused and at least try to play like that every game. You know, you can miss shots, you can do whatever, or you can turn the ball over, but you can't play with the edge every game. So I think that's what we need to focus on.
Is something clicking for you lately, that something changed, or you had a lot of really big offensive outputs?
Just more confidence. You know, my teammates give me more kind of confidence, and they give me, passing me the ball, and also my coaches too. And, you know, they just pass me the ball.
Is that hard to keep that confidence high? Is that one of the struggles that you have gone through in your career? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I think my focus was just, you know, when I start missing shots, I'm just saying, oh, man, I'm going to miss a lot of shots tonight. I'm just, like, not focusing. And it affects me in both ends. But now, just with Coach Quinn help, with the new, you know, all the new stuff happening, I think it just keeping focused more. I mean, if I'm not having a big offensive game, I'm trying to get a defense, or I'm trying to get rebounds and stuff. So,
is it hard to get out of your own head sometimes, you know, when things aren't going so well, to kind of put that beyond and just kind of go to the next play and kind of forget?
You have to forget. I mean, like last game, you know, the first half we played not good, and, you know, the second half we went out there and just we fight.
You have a question?
Ask me something, man.
What do you think about his play?
What about his three-point in the end? I think it looked pretty good. You know, the shot looked pretty good. I think he's going to start making them soon.
The All-Star voting had to go in today for the reserves from the coaches.
Am I in it?
Probably. I can't see why you wouldn't be.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Do you see any players on your team that you think are at that level that should receive consideration or should be in that?
I think we have enough talent. I think maybe not this year, but, you know, in the future, we have really enough talent to can be in there. You know, like Gordon, Derek, or, you know, Rudy. Yeah, the improve he has put on, he might be in there. Never know. You know, Trey Burke. You know, Dante's, Alec Burke. I mean, I want all of them to be all-star, of course. But, you know, it's time. We'll see what's going to happen.
Is that a goal you have for yourself?
Yeah. Huh?
Is that a goal you have for yourself at some point?
I hope so. You know, everyone wants to be all-star, of course. But, you know, but we'll see. We have to win first. So that's our main focus. Not the player, but the team.
Do you feel any pressure with how well Rudy's coming on? I mean, there's some, you know, some people want one guy to start, the other to start. Do you feel that?
You know what? I'm happy for him. I think he's really getting used to NBA. And last year was a rookie, but this year he's putting some more work and putting some more effort in it, and he's learning the game better. And I'm really happy for him when he's, you know, trying to plug every shot, and people get Goberted. That's what people said, Goberted. And I'm really happy for him. And, you know, not just defensively, offensively, he's getting better too. You know, he's getting more confidence, and in both ends, he's playing really good. And I want him to be really good too.
Do you look back on, I mean, your second year and say, man, I wish I would have got those kind of minutes then, and, you know, where would I be now, you know, or can you not think about that?
Yeah, well, now you said it, I'm thinking about it. But no, it was a different situation now. I mean, we have a really different coach now. I'm not even compare Coach Quinn with nobody. I mean, Coach Quinn is just doing an unbelievable job with everybody. So, I mean, if he had Coach Quinn, I mean, it'll be different, maybe, but maybe not. So, I mean, I don't know.
Had a couple guys named Alan Paul too at that time.
Right? I mean, yeah, we have some couple guys and you know the all-star, but I think it worked out really well. While I had good second year, but.
What's your thoughts on the Clippers tomorrow night and the challenge they present defensively?
Tough team, you know. I think they're playing really good on both ends, and they have some you know really. Skilled guys, then well, we have to stop. I think if we come out there like we played in second half in Boston game, I don't think we should be worried about any team.